walk back all of these statements, these bizarre gaffes. Yeah. And the president is upset with his staff for having to do that. Doesn't he know what he is saying? This was Sean Hannity. This is Cut One last night on Fox News Channel.
The Biden White House is adrift. Listen to this. According to NBC News, Joe is now hemorrhaging support from Hispanic Americans, African Americans, suburban moms, and, of course, young people. And, quote, amid a rolling series of calamities and sinking approval ratings, the president's feeling lately that he just can't catch a break. Poor Joe Biden, he's just not getting the respect that he thinks he deserves. Now, naturally, he's now looking for someone to blame. It's always Putin, there's always Fox News, Hannity, Trump, whatever. But predictably, he shamelessly now is using the horrific shooting in Uvalde for political gain. Now, no doubt there are serious concerns surrounding this massacre in Texas. The Uvalde School District Police Chief has stopped cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation. That can't happen. That is incredibly troubling and should be to everybody. Make no mistake, there's absolutely zero excuse for the hour plus that it reportedly now took law enforcement to storm that building and rescue those kids. That is their job. There's no reason this country cannot secure every single school with well-trained and prepared armed guards, including retired cops, retired military personnel, along with metal detectors and a single point of entry into every school. Now, Joe Biden is not addressing any of this. Instead, he's what? Well, predictably vilifying the Second Amendment and responsible, lawful gun owners everywhere, even threatening to ban 9mm handguns. Really, Joe? Take a look.
A .22 caliber bullet will lodge in a lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe it'll get it, and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. So the idea of these high-caliber weapons is that there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of what you hear about self-protection, hunting. I mean, and remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed.
By the way, that was debunked, but that's a different issue for a different day. Joe, before you rip up that document called the Constitution, what about we offer school children, our precious children, our national treasure, the same exact protection that you, Joe Biden, enjoy and all the other high-ranking politicians enjoy and Hollywood stars enjoy? That's armed security. And by the way, absolutely nothing Biden said is true, not a word. What? Will we, the people, be totally defenseless? What do we do when evil people break into our homes? How did that defund, dismantle, no bail stuff work out so far in this country? Now disarming every law-abiding citizen? No, that's not the answer. That is a prescription for chaos, death, and destruction, and the American people won't tolerate it, nor should they.
I love that. I love that. That is the answer. You know, we were talking about Mo Brooks and his answer to a similar question. And that to me was a pretty sane answer. We've got breaking news, and we don't want to make you wait for it or wait for the top of the hour news. Gentleman Jim Dallas is at the news desk. Johnny Depp's got to be a pretty happy guy.
He is very happy today because he has won his defamation case against his ex-wife Amber Heard, and the jury, they have awarded $15 million. Now, remember, they were suing each other. Johnny Depp was suing her. She was suing him. There was like $50 million is what the Depp people was hoping for. But they ended up getting a $15 million verdict in his favor. He was not in the courtroom as Amber Heard was. She basically sat there solemnly and looked down and accepted the results. I mean, what can she do? She lost, and now Johnny Depp moves on. In fact, Johnny Depp is he's performing with rocker Jeff Beck in Sheffield over near London, England, at the Royal Albert Hall right now. And
that's why he's not in court?
That's why he's not in court today.
Wow.
Because he left the country after he testified on Friday when the jury received all of the information and the closing arguments were over. So he took off, and now he's $15 million richer. So he's sitting on Fat Street right now.
Gotta like that. Gotta like that. More coming up top of the hour from Town Hall in just a matter of minutes. So stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, middle of the week, it's not too bad right now as we check out our traffic cams. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound past the 15 interchange there at Gillespie. You'll tap the brakes there, 215 west at Valley Verde. No problems on Interstate 15 as you make your way through the resort area. Commuters are averaging about 60 miles per hour right now. Remember the road work on US 95. That's going to be in both directions at the Northern Beltway 215. Those lane restrictions will continue through September. Also, road work has closed Interstate 515 southbound, the off-ramp to Las Vegas Boulevard through tomorrow.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Tough loss for the Dodgers on Tuesday, 5-3 the final against the Pirates. Pittsburgh taking their second straight series from the NL West leading Dodgers. They'll wrap things up today. Michael Chavis and Tucapita Marcano each hit two-run homers. The Angels fell 9-1. The Yankees rocking Noah Syndergaard in his return to New York. He gave up 5 runs, 7 hits, and a walk. The Cardinals beat the Padres 3-2 in 10 innings. Albert Pujols with a sac fly in the 10th to win it. In 11 innings, the Giants beat the Phillies 7-4. Jock Peterson with a 2-run homer in the 11th. The Astros beat the A's 3-1. Oakland's lost 12 of 17. They fell 12 games under 500 with the setback. The NBA Finals get underway tomorrow night in San Francisco. Golden State playing host to Boston. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers, 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment. And style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So we all know that Johnny Depp is $15 million richer. Will it be appealed? Probably. Will he see any of that money anytime soon? I doubt it. He was seeking $50 million, got $15 million. My question is, what are we all going to do now that the trial is over? I mean, is it a matter of you go back to Netflix or you go back to Prime, Amazon Prime? I don't know what I'm going to do. And I say that tongue in cheek because I didn't watch a lot of it. But when I did, I ended up feeling dirty. I don't know about you, but I felt like I just watched, 10 episodes of Jerry Springer, Dysfunctional Families. What did you think of it? Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I would love to find out from you if you think justice was served. Those of you that watched lots of the trial, and those of you that only saw the highlights at night. I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch enough of it to make a judgment. But I will say this, what I did see, to me, was dysfunctional, people that aren't all together. And it was just weird watching. It was like you were, it was almost as if you were watching somebody's family problems, which usually are done in private and for all the world to see. I just thought that was really weird. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Before we get to your calls, I want you to hear Andy McCarthy, because he is a former federal prosecutor. He is a Fox News contributor. He was on with Trace Gallagher yesterday. We were talking yesterday about the Mike Sussman decision, the not guilty verdict. And frankly, I did watch a lot of the coverage of that particular trial, although it wasn't televised. I thought Mike Sussman was big on dirty tricks. Did it reach the level of criminality? I never wondered if it would reach the level of criminality. It was dirty tricks, and it was political in nature. And it reaches all the way to Hillary Clinton, which I think is something we haven't been able to do. We haven't been able to connect the dots yet until now. And John Durham's report allows us now, and all of the testimony, Robbie Mook, the campaign manager, and, Hillary knew, Hillary endorsed, Hillary was, it was ugly. But this is Andy McCarthy. This is cut number 2. I was on with Trace Gallagher. His reaction to the Sussman not guilty verdict. Here it is.
Surprised by the verdict? What do you think?
Trace, not surprised. You could tell which way the wind was blowing last week. And I think I've said this a number of times. The soft underbelly of Durham's investigation has always been, where do you come out on the FBI? He planted his feet on the notion that the FBI is an innocent dupe here. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's the case. So what you end up with is a situation where Sussman clearly made a representation to Jim Baker, who was then the FBI's general counsel, that wasn't true, namely that he wasn't representing the Clinton campaign when he brought this information. But the problem in a false statement case for the prosecutor is you have to show not only that a statement was false, but that the falsity was material, that it made a difference to the investigators. And if the investigators weren't duped, if they were perfectly willing to take the information under a cover story, then you have a very hard time showing that the falsity was material.
Yeah, I wonder what you think, and I wonder what former Attorney General Bill Barr would think, because, you know, he has said on the record that he believes this was a political dirty trick at the very least, and sedition at the most, saying, quoting here, "I believe it is seditious, yes." And, you know, whether that can be proved in court as a crime is one issue, but I think people are now coming to see what actually happened. Do you get this feeling, Andy, that, you know, the Clinton campaign tried to weaponize this phony information to go after the Trump campaign?
Well, sure they did, Trace, but, you know, political campaigns do that. I think the Clinton campaign notoriously is a little more sharp-elbowed than most. But, you know, you can't have something that's seditious. And look, sedition is the wrong word, I think, to use in this context, because that's associated with violence, and this obviously mm-hmm. isn't violent. But to the extent there's a betrayal of trust here, you can't prove that unless your position is that the FBI was in on it. If the FBI was a dupe, then you just have people who were trying to defraud the government. And, you know, in a political context, it's not that surprising to see each side peddle bad information about the other side. What made this notorious and dangerous was that the law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of the government was put in the service of one side's political agenda. Mm. And I don't think that you get to the bottom of that, certainly not in a courtroom, certainly not in an indictment, unless you decide that the government agents were in on it rather than dupes of it.
Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, we got more breaking news coming out of that Johnny Depp trial. And it further complicates the whole deal. But gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this, and more stuff is coming out of the courtroom even as we speak.
You know, I think a lot of people are glad that this is over because they can get back to their usual life. But we know that Johnny Depp, of course, great actor, and he's got quite the resume. But he was suing for $50 million in his defamation trial. He ends up getting 15, but they're also saying that Johnny Depp apparently did a little defaming of himself, and they're awarding Amber Heard $2 million. So I guess they're both guilty of something, but the bottom line here is Amber Heard is going to have to come up with $13 million, and I don't know if she's been acting a lot lately and whether she has that kind of money. Kevin, I just don't know. But that's the latest that we're hearing right now. And Fox News is reporting this, that $15 million for Depp and $2 million for Amber Heard, because apparently Depp was defaming her as well, just not as much.
That doesn't sound very legal. You know, it doesn't sound very legal, but we'll leave it at that, and we'll let the experts comment on that. More to do as we continue. You'll hear from Tucker Carlson, who last night was at his absolute best. You wonder why he's the number one rated guy on cable news at night. It's because of nights like last night. We'll let you hear that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Gun Owners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America. And we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences. And those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. and we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget 250, 10 till 3. We'll be giving away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. That's a 10 till 3. Be listening. We'll tell you how you can win. And it's going to be really, really good. We're going to be doing this all month, by the way, just so you know. Laura Ingraham has been following the same story we've been following, this bizarre thing that President Biden was talking about, 9mm and 223 and banning it. And Laura Ingraham, I thought, had maybe the best take of all of them last night. That Biden just doesn't know what he's talking about regarding guns and gun control. This is Cut 5. This is Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. So the idea of these high-caliber weapons is that there is simply no rational basis for it in terms of about self-protection, hunting. Remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed.
Well, I guess we have to add the line ballistics expert to Joe's resume. Does he even know, by the way, what the number 9 refers to, or the letters MM, for that matter? I'm not quite so sure. Now, the fact is, most Democrats on TV, they lately appearing, they only opine about dead children when there are political points to be scored. Remember, last year was the most deadly in a quarter century in Chicago, nearly 800 killed. So where were the protests, or the rallies? Where was Beto or Biden? The victims have often been young, rarely acknowledged, and quickly forgotten. In January, 8-year-old Melissa Ortega shot in Chicago by gangbangers' stray bullets. In February, 15-year-old Sincere Cole was shot 24 times, just around the block from his home. Earlier this month, a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed near The Bean, a popular tourist attraction. And over Memorial Day weekend, there was sadly the typical carnage in Chicago with 51 shot and 9 dead, the most violent weekend since 2017. And in Baltimore, 4 dead, including a 17-year-old named Neil Mack.
I got to tell you, what she says is spot on. They never talk about the kids shot and killed in Chicago, in New York City. They never do that. Did you ever notice that? It's incredible. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear Tucker Carlson's view, and this Biden desire to ban 9mm ammo is kind of a power grab, if you will. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club, weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Thanks for listening, fueled by Meineke Car Care Center here on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
These last years have been extremely difficult for small businesses all across our state. Many have faced financial insecurity, and some have had to shut their doors. It is time to roll up our sleeves and get back to work. Christopher Dare is running for Secretary of State and vows to be a voice for these places of employment. Vote Christopher Dare for Secretary of State on June 14th.
I am Christopher Dare. I approve this message.
This advertisement was paid for and approved by Friends of Christopher Dare.
It's time to be close to the action at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. On Saturday, August 13th, championship football comes to Henderson as the Dollar Loan Center hosts the Indoor Football League Championship. That's right, professional championship football in your own backyard as they compete for the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. Tickets starting at $50 and go on sale June 3rd. For more information, visit IFLNationalChampionship.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is why the folks at Gun Owners of America talk about no compromise, because you give the left an inch, they will try to take a mile. This was Tucker Carlson last night talking about that banning 9mm ammo, the deal from Biden, that desire to start banning ammunition and weapons, an obvious power grab.